The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is Mike Peterson of KMA Radio in Shenandoah and Dale Wegner of the Sac Sun in Sac City. Mike, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Thank you, Senator. First of all, there's something like 16 states right now that have filed lawsuits against President Trump's national emergency to build the border wall. The question is, how long do you believe this is likely to be tied up in court before anything actually gets built?
I don't know that it's going to stop the fence from being built. It might stop it from being completed with everything that the president plans to build in the way of a wall or barriers or border security, whatever you want to call it, and it's all of the above, because we've already got okay for 55 miles that probably can't be completed before the end of this fiscal year anyway. So that's 1 7 billion. Start building, and the court case goes on, and it seems to me it's probably going to go on for a year and a half. But I don't see it stopping construction, at least from beginning. And I think that even in the president's speech on Friday, only about half of the $8 billion that he wants to spend is coming under national emergency, which is what's being tested. The rest of it, it's my understanding that there's enough discretion within existing law without declaring a national emergency that he can go ahead. So I don't think it holds up the wall. It will only hold up the $4 billion that's connected to national emergency. And before that's used, that's a ways down the way as far as I can see at this point.
Dale?
We're still involved with the trade war with China. What's going on there? Are you seeing any breaks in that thing yet?
Everything we hear is good news, but I can't measure the good news. But it's positive statements by President of the United States, President Xi of China, by Lighthizer, our negotiator. His meeting with President Xi last week seems to be seen as a positive step. Today and tomorrow, and maybe even in the next week, we're in the fourth round of negotiations that started way back in January. The most recent two are this week in Washington, last week in Beijing, and reports seem to be very positive. But I'm always skeptical when it comes to dealing with China, because we've had so many indications from them going back to the early years of the Obama administration that they were going to make changes, and we've not seen those evolve. In some instances, maybe not at all, but not as positively as they should.
Senator, there was a report out, I believe, in the Washington Post this morning that European allies will refuse to keep their troops in Syria if the president decides to withdraw troops from that country. Given this, do you believe the president should rethink the proposed withdrawal of U.S. troops from Syria?
Yeah, I think the answer is yes, and I think you're talking about a very slow pullout that isn't going to happen very soon. And I don't think every last American is going to be pulled out. It may be just a few hundred that are left as opposed to 2,500. But the idea is to have an American presence there, because if we don't keep an American presence there, all of the fighting and the effective fighting is done by the Kurds. And the Kurds are there because we're there. And, of course, Turkey doesn't like the Kurds. And if we don't keep an American presence there to hold back Russia and Turkey, then obviously there's a feeling that the Kurds will be slaughtered. And that would be a terrible position to put our best allies in. So in regard to NATO now, to answer your question, I think keeping a few American troops there would be very helpful in satisfying NATO. And secondly, I think the president ought to follow his own advice that he's been given over the last 2 years as president and before that as a candidate, because the president said that it was wrong for Obama to tell our enemy that we're going to move our troops out by a certain date, because they just hold back, wait till us get out, and then they can do whatever they want to. Now, the president has violated that by saying that he was going to pull these troops out. If he's going to do it, he should just do it and keep his mouth shut.
Senator, you expressed some concern about Hezbollah's activities in Venezuela. Can you elaborate a little bit on that, please?
Yeah, it's all connected to the drug trade and doing two things, keeping Maduro in office because he wouldn't be kept in office just by his own militaries, because the Cubans and other countries, maybe even the Russians, have brought people in there to stabilize his presidency. And then secondly, Hezbollah, by being involved in the drug trading business and reaping profits from it, is supporting their own terrorist activities in the Middle East. So that's why we raise those concerns. But the main thing is, not only because we think Hezbollah is a terrorist organization and we ought to cut down on their funding, but they're also stabilizing Maduro in office and with taking Venezuela from the most prosperous country in South America to the most economically devastated position now after about 10 years. It ought to be pretty clear to the entire world that Maduro is bad for his country and his people are being harmed as a result of it. When you have 3 million people leave the country because of how bad the economic situation is, it speaks for itself. So we're interested in helping the Venezuelan people as much as we are to shut down Hezbollah.
Senator, there are reports that Robert Mueller's investigation on the possibility of Russian collusion in the 2016 elections could go to Attorney General William Barr next week. Now, there's a big discussion as to how much of that report should be made public. From your standpoint, how much of the report should be made available to the general public?
Every word of it, except for stuff dealing with our national security or the privacy of individuals, should be made public. I don't know that we're spending $30 million or $35 million on that investigation, but when the taxpayers spend that kind of money, they ought to know what they bought for their money. And making it public is absolutely necessary. And I'm a co-sponsor of a bill with Blumenthal, Democratic senator from Connecticut, to make that law, not only for the Mueller investigation, but all future special counsel investigations going into the decades of the future, to make sure that the public knows what's going on, because when we're spending that money, transparency of it is very important to have accountability.
With the 2018 Farm Bill now passed, what concerns do you have as we start going into implementation of that bill?
Well, first of all, I think the government shutdown kept some of the regulations from being written, so farmers can't get answers to their questions. I'm most concerned about just making sure that crop insurance continues to operate as it has in the last Farm Bill, because I don't think we've changed it much. It's the number one safety net for farmers. Beyond that, the inequity that was in the ARC program, with farmers in some counties getting some payments and across the line in the other county maybe not getting any payments or great inequality. We're trying to lessen that inequality. And then in regard to the CRP program, I want to make sure that when the federal government over the last 5 years, without bidding farmers to the unfairness of the family farmer, no farmer can compete against the federal government. So we reduce that payment to 80% of the current cash rent in a particular area, and I want to make sure that that's carried out and that whole farms aren't put in the CRP program and that it's targeted towards the most environmentally sensitive land.
Thank you, Mike and Dale, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.